It's 17 to 11 and Matt Porter's here from Matt Porter Web Design. He's based at Innovation Martlesham on Ad Astral Park, and we're talking... Good morning, by the
good
way.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are talking today about something that we wear around our wrists.
We are. Very, very popular. Yeah. These type of gadgets have become in the last couple
of years.
Kind of
like a fitness band thing, is it?
Yes, it is basically a fitness band. Well, it's not basically a fitness band. It's a fitness band, but it's more than that. It's actually the Sony Smart Band Talk. And what that means is kind of what it says. It's a smart band, so it's like a fitness band, which will measure your activity, measure your sleep, measure how many steps you take, all of those kind of things. But also it will give you, because it's got a little screen on the front of it, which is a... e-ink screen. So if you listeners have used a Kindle or something like that, where it's an e-ink screen, so even when it's off, it's on, so the screen stays switched on the whole time because it only needs power to change it. And what that means is it can show you time, but it can also show how many steps you might
so
have taken.
It is a watch as well then?
Yeah. So it's a watch. It can control things like your media player. You can set it so that it will call your favourite person, which happens to be my wife. She'll be pleased to hear.
Yes.
You can do lots of things. You can link it to other apps and you can have a world time. What is actually very good about it, and it is very useful, is that it's actually also a Bluetooth headset. So once it's connected to your phone, if you get a phone call coming, you can actually take it via the smart band. What people tend to do is wear them with the band on the outside, like a traditional watch. But it appears that what you actually should do is wear it with the band facing you. That's the general kind of
order. You'd actually, because some people do wear their watches the wrong way around,
yes,
don't they? Under their wrist.
Do. It's easier to read it when you're running. It's easier to read the notifications because they'll be across the screen. And it's actually easier to talk into it if someone's speaking to you. I have used it. I have used it on a number of occasions. Very oddly, I was walking along the street in Rushmere and I was taking a phone call, walking along, talking into my wrist. It must have looked very odd at the time.
Yeah, Captain Kirk's landed.
It did. Fantastic, though. Very, very useful. What it is it also works in conjunction with software. So Sony provide some software called LifeLog, and that has lots of other things attached to it. So it logs your usage of your phone, how much you might be using it for surfing the web, sending emails and things like that. And then it shows you in kind of like a graph how active you're being. And if you scroll back, it actually shows you standing there. And as you go back through your sleep, it shows you suddenly lying in bed. It does actually very quite accurately log sleep.
Interesting, we were talking about obesity in youngsters today. I mean, maybe this is the way forward for them. If they do enjoy their gadgets and technology, then perhaps this could be a good thing for them to use.
It is very good. It's excellent in as much as you can see how much sleep you are or aren't getting, how much exercise you're getting. Since I moved to Ad Astral Park, suddenly I'm getting vastly more, because it's 100 acres, vastly a larger amount of exercise, which is great for me. What people should be aware of, having looked into this, is that there's lots of different fitness bands around, which I've got another one in a few weeks' time. They don't all seem to tally up the same. So one will say you've done 10,000 steps. Another might say you've done 8,000,
for instance.
So they're never spot on accurate. This is not a medical tool
just
that's going to tell you exactly. It's more of a guide and an incentive to be more active. So certainly they're a great thing. This is brilliant because it's got that display on there. I think it's a marvellous device, actually, purely for that, you know, because it's you know,
so it's a pedometer. It looks at your sleep patterns, all of those kind of things. John's been in touch on Facebook. He says, I have a Garmin Vivo Smart, and that's excellent. Helped me lose quite a few kilos. Highly recommended.
Exactly what I said. It's a great motivation to be more active because it does set you targets. You know, you put in your height, your weight and things and age and things like that, and then it will set you targets. And it's quite nice to actually see that you've exceeded the number of steps in a day and things like that, because most of us don't, especially calorie intake and things like that. You have to be a bit more interactive with the phone if you're going to start using those type of things. But this is the new thing, the fitness apps that integrate with hardware is the new thing.
Kim gets in touch. I have a Fitbit Flex and I wear it pretty much 24/7. It's very easy to use and tracks my daily activity, which is great. It also tracks my sleep and gives me details about my sleep quality, which is really interesting. Hoping to upgrade to the next one, which also counts flights of stairs and tracks your heart rate. So there are quite a few people that have got these then.
Yes, I've got another Fitbit, which is due. What I wanted to try and do is get a device which wasn't reliant on a particular type of phone. They seem to be either Apple or Android or whatever. The one that's got coming in a couple of weeks will work on Windows, Apple and Android.
So they have to be tied up to a phone, do they?
In this case, this is a Sony. It's linked in with Android.
Yep.
There are fitness bands. I think Fitbit will work across the board. Microsoft are doing one as well now, which is called the Microsoft Band. So it's a great, you know, it's a big industry there. And they are very, very useful. Wearables are, I think they were meant to, last year was meant to be the year of the smartwatch, of the wearable, and it kind of didn't. It stuttered. I think now with the launch of the Apple Watch, it's going to have a great launch, you know, a lot more interest. Yeah.
And nice to see people with something on their wrist again.
Yes.
Which a lot of people don't have these days.
I have also got a Motorola 360 watch coming in the next few days, which is a circular version of a smartwatch, which would be interesting to see.
If you want to find out more about these fitness bands. Is that sort
yes,
of
this is a fitness band, yeah.
Then thegadgetman.org.uk, thegadgetman.org.uk. How much does that cost?
This one is £129, this
one. Is that
one.
About average?
They're about average. They can be a little bit cheaper, but that's generally, there's quite a lot of technology built into them, really. They don't look like much at all, but in fact, the fact that they're tracking sleep and quality of sleep and stuff like that is pretty impressive.
Okay. TheGadgetMan.org.uk. Matt, thank you very much. Matt Porter with his weekly gadget slot. He's from Matt Porter Web Designer, Innovation Martlesham on Ad Astral Park. TheGadgetMan.org.uk for more.